from Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Oi, you, Cleanerella. I bet you haven't cleaned that sitting room yet.
Welcome along to our first ever podcast. My name's Matt Webb. I'm the Communications and Marketing Officer for Richmond Fellowship, and I'm at Winston House in Cambridge today. Now, Winston House staged a play around Cambridge back in December with staff and people we support involved in not just writing it, but performing in it as well. And I'm here to find out a bit more about it. We'll be speaking to a couple of the cast members and someone who watched the play shortly. But first, I'm pleased to be joined by Olivia Green. She's the Activities and Wellbeing Support Worker here at Winston House. Hello to you.
Hello.
First of all, just tell us a bit about your role at Winston House and what you do.
My role is the fun role at Winston House. I get to do all the activities as well as run the groups. So I get to take them out for coffee, take them to garden centres, bowling, anything that they want to do out in community. But I also run a lot of therapeutic intervention groups. So a lot of, we do CBT, CFT, DBT, sort of ways to get them thinking more about how to look after themselves and things like that. We also do things on hearing voices, anxiety and paranoia. Anything that really can give them the skills on for when they move on. We do baking, cooking, anything that they feel like they need support with, we can kind of give them the skills with. So managing money, ready for move on, anything really that they feel like they could benefit from, we try and include.
And how long have you been working at Winston House for now?
Only since September, so 4 months, 4 or 5 months, not long.
How have you found working for Richmond Fellowship so far?
I've loved it, absolutely loved it. It's such a supportive and inclusive community.
That's really good to hear. Just tell us a bit about who was involved in the play and how this all came about.
So it came about by actually Andy and another cast member, Shelley, who actually asked to do another play because they'd done one last year. And they originally asked me, which I then took to Nina and said, you know, there's an interest in doing this. And Nina straight away was straight on board, as Nina is for these sort of things, and she wrote the play. So it was kind of a collaboration between service users and staff. I think there was 6 service users and 4 staff, so it was quite a nice mix. But it was really from a service user suggestion that they wanted to do it.
And what was the play about?
It was Cinderella with a twist. So we called it Cleanerella, and there was a lot of references to sort of Winston House and the life here. But the general story was about Cinderella.
And where was the play held? I understand that you took the play out on the road and performed it at different places.
Yeah, we did. So the first production was here at Winston House at our annual Christmas party, where friends and family, care coordinators, etc. can come and view it, which went really well. And then we took it to Mulberry 3 at Fulbourne Hospital and George Mackenzie House, also at Fulbourne Hospital. And that's the really nice way to sort of get those people seeing what Winston House is like, because a lot of people from there then get referred to us, so they get a taste of what life can be like outside.
And what was the audience's reaction like? How did they take to the play?
It was brilliant. They were very involved, really laughing along, and there was a lot of kind of audience involvement, repeating words back, singing along and things like that, and it was brilliant to see people get so involved.
Excellent stuff. And finally, just tell us a bit about your favourite experience so far at Richmond Fellowship. Would you say it's the play, or have you done another activity that you found really, really worthwhile?
I think every day for me is quite worthwhile. I get a lot out of my role, and, you know, I always go home feeling like I've done something worthwhile. But for me, the play was a big thing that I do remember, and I remember sort of after every play the pride that I felt for my service users and sort of the cast as a whole was something very memorable, because during our practices and performances there was a lot of nerves, people, you know, a lot of, oh, I don't know if I can do this, and then seeing them go out there and perform and then come off smiling so much because they've achieved something they didn't think they could, that's kind of really, really memorable for me.
Olivia, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Radio Sparky.
So we're now joined by cast member Andy. Just tell us about some of the preparations that you did for the role.
Well, we've been trying to get our play up and running for a whole year, but with the stuff that Nina had to do, who cast and wrote the play, it was a little bit tricky, but we've done about 3 to 4 months rehearsals, dressed and undressed rehearsals, learning lines, just reading through, singing the songs, where we took a lot of stuff out that we thought was making the play a bit sort of like long in places, because we wanted it to last about an hour or about an hour and a half was what our goal was. So we had to take bits out and jiggle bits about. But me and Nina, we sat down and she said I could be like the director, and I suppose I did a little bit of directing, but I wouldn't say a great deal. But Nina had most of the play going on.
Just tell us about the role that you played in.
Well, I played one of the ugly sisters, Blossom, my name was, which was I quite enjoyed doing it. It was really good, and the dress was made by Fiona, and she I don't know how she done it, but she done a lovely job, bless her. And it fitted really well, and I felt when I put it on that I was in the part. You know, like some of these pantomimes that you see, like Christopher Biggins, I felt involved.
And what colour was the outfit?
It was a creamy gold with white sleeves, and I had a big red wig with like beehives on it. So it looked really kind of funny, comical, but good.
And how long did it take you to get prepared and get into the costume?
Oh, it took a little while of jiggling it about, and actually I didn't want to rip it because I'm quite big in places, and I managed to get into it. I was measured for it, so... Yeah, I got in it and it fitted really well. I had to pull it up a couple of times, but yeah.
Okay. What did you get out of being part of the play?
Oh, well, I felt I belonged to a drama, because I was good at drama in school. I got an A level in it, and it brought back memories because I hadn't done any kind of drama in my past life, because I'm a recovered drug addict and alcoholic, and this was just an opportunity for me to shine, really.
What other activities do you get involved with here at
Winston
House?
I try to do all the little things in the house along with the staff. The staff kind of encourage me because they know my past, and they think that I could give good feedback and help others in the groups. So I tend to go to them all.
So you're a very busy man.
I am, yeah. And I enjoy it as well. It's something. It gives me sense of belonging. Because I see the house as it's more... Well, it is like a recovery place, but it's become more of a family place to me. A lot of staff are my parents, and my friends are the other in area service users. It's really good.
And how do you find the staff here? Very supportive of you?
Oh, very, yeah. You can talk to them, they'll go out with you, they'll do near enough anything for you, except for wash you and feed you. Well, they do feed you. Well, they obviously feed you because that's their job, they do the cooking. But they do near enough anything for you.
And of course, Christmas has just been and gone.
And what a lovely Christmas it was.
Yes, just tell us about some of the things you did here at Christmas time.
Oh, I had a... we had, to start with, we had Olivia, one of the staff, put the decorations up. She took us out to Wilco and town to pick decorations, decorate the trees. We had three trees. So I helped put them up. We put the decorations up on the ceilings, the fireplaces, put fairy lights on anything that moved or didn't move. And the dinners were really lovely by Barry Jones. He's the manager here. And, well, I can't really say. It was like restaurant food we had. He cooked us two meals, the Christmas Day one and Boxing Day. Absolutely lovely.
Well, it sounds like you had a lovely Christmas.
I had a great Christmas here, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Radio Sparky.
So we're now joined by Jenny, who was one of the cast members. Just tell us about what role you played in the play.
I was the Queen Mother.
How did you find that?
It was good. Good fun.
And what sort of preparations did you make for the role in anticipation for starring in the play?
Well, it was just practice, really.
What sort of practice did you do?
Well, rehearsals.
How did you find learning your lines?
Okay, because I didn't have that many lines, so it was good for me.
What were your other cast members like when you...
Yeah, well, they were all good.
Very supportive?
Yep.
Something that I do want to know is, can you just describe your costume to us? Because it must have been pretty spectacular.
It was like a purple bridesmaid dress with a silver crown and like a white cloak.
Would you take part in the play again?
Definitely.
Just tell us a bit about some of the activities that you're involved in here at Winston House as well.
I do the psychology. We have a walking group. There's a pool group. There's all sorts of activities.
So you're very much intertwined in what happens here at Winston House. Yeah. Okay, Jenny, thank you very much.
Radio Sparky.
So we're now joined by Sarah, who is one of the audience members who watched the play. How did you find out about the play itself?
I found out from coming into Winston House on a fairly frequent basis, and the staff told us that they were going to do a pantomime for Christmas. So that's how I found out in the first instance.
And what did you enjoy most about the play?
I thought it demonstrated a kind of camaraderie, community feeling, and that they had written the play themselves and that everybody was involved. So there was staff involved, service users from the house. And I just felt that it came together really nicely.
And you must have seen the enjoyment on their faces when they were performing.
Yes, they did really, really love doing it.
And would you recommend seeing a future Winston House play to anyone?
Yes, absolutely.
And why would you recommend them?
Because I think it demonstrates a kind of inclusive, progressive way of working with people who live at Winston House and managing their needs in a way that helps them and supports them and provides entertainment and a focus for them for the coming weeks up to Christmas.
Excellent stuff, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.